The only thing keeping the Asian carp from leaving the Mississippi River system and entering Lake Michigan through a canal is an electrical barrier. That barrier repels the fish, but a power outage could shut off the barrier and allow the carp to enter the Great Lakes. The International Joint Commission and three federal agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency, put together $300,000 for a backup power source. G. Tracy Meehan with the EPA says it's important to act quickly.
It's a modest investment with a huge payoff in terms of avoiding yet another scourge to the Great Lakes fisheries. We've got 160 exotic species in the Great Lakes that weren't here in the last century, and we didn't need another one, especially something as with such a high impact as the Asian carp can have.
Asian carp grow up to 4 feet long and 100 pounds. They eat native fish and have no predator in this part of the world. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson.